Hare Krishna. Life is too precious to be wasted in doing perpetual postmortems. When a person has died because of an unknown cause, the police often do a postmortem operation to find out what could have been the cause of the death. Now, similarly, when some things go wrong, we may do a postmortem discussion. A discussion is like a postmortem operation to find out what made this go wrong, who did what. And that way, we can try to learn. Often there are debriefing sessions after projects to learn how the project could have been done better in future. Now, that is very good, to learn from the past. But sometimes, some people just live in the past. That means they keep thinking, oh, you know, if only I had done like this, if only that person had done like that, if only this had happened like that. No, we can't live in the past. The past is past. It's over now. No matter how much we think about it, we can't change it. So those who habitually live in the past, they miss the opportunity of the present. And they live in a state of lamentation and moroseness. Lamentation, oh, why does that go wrong? Why did that go wrong? And moroseness, where they just become habitually negative. And such a mentality, Krishna says, is determination in the mode of ignorance. In 18.35, he says, Aya swapnam bhayam shokam vishadam madame vacha navimunchati durmedha dhruti sa partha tamasi. Dhruti, determination, partha tamasi, in the mode of ignorance. What is that? Krishna says that where one does navimunchati durmedha, because of misdirect intelligence, one does not give up this mentality, the mentality of holding on to things no matter how much the thing is, something which of no use. So he says moroseness, just thinking about the past, lamentation, this is of no use. So if we understand that our life is short, although we may have several decades to live, but actually life just keeps moving so fast. Every passing day, life is moving on and on and on and on. And unless we are careful about our time, we will never have time to do the things that are important for us. So by knowing that, if there is something to learn, let's spend some time, learn it. But once it is done, put the past in the past. Let the dead past bury its dead and move on in our life. So when again and again the mind goes back, you know, maybe this could have happened, that could have happened, we can just stop it with remembering that life is too precious to be wasted in post-mortem operations. Now, sometimes we feel, I had such an important plan in my life and that was disrupted because of this. Yes, no matter how many important things have got disrupted, the opportunity to do the most important thing in life is always there for us. The Bhagavad Gita explains that we are at our core souls. And as souls, we are part of Krishna. And the most important thing that we can do in our life is connect in loving service to Krishna. To serve Him in our day-to-day life in whatever way we practically can. By doing this, we grow and we ultimately attain lasting satisfaction within. We make worthwhile contributions externally and we go towards Krishna. That opportunity is always there. And that opportunity is so precious that no matter whatever we may have lost in the past, it doesn't matter. By remembering that life is precious because it is irrecoverable, and life is precious because no matter what opportunities we have lost, the opportunity to attain life's greatest gain is always there. By this, we can firmly reject the mind's inclination to keep doing perpetual post-mortem operations. Thank you. Hare Krishna.